My name is Beatrice Bonner, and this is Community Voices. So a couple of months ago, we had Craig McFarland from the Springfield Muni come in and talk to us about their upcoming season. So today he's here to showcase their 2019 audition workshops for us. So first, for anyone who didn't listen to the last interview, can you recap the shows for the 2019 season?
Absolutely. We are so excited for our 2019 season, and we hope that you join us on stage or backstage or in some capacity. And our season's going to open up with Peter Pan, a family favorite, followed quickly by Evita. And then we'll introduce to the Muni stage Thoroughly Modern Millie, and we will wrap up going to the Land of Oz and the Wizard of Oz.
Alrighty. And so I know before there'll be auditions, you all have audition workshops. So can you give more information about the workshops, like when they'll be held and what kind of people are expected to learn?
Absolutely. If you are at all nervous or new to our audition process, or even if you're returning and you want a refresher, the audition workshop is a great way to not only get all the information that you need, but also to meet the staffs of the shows. So that way you're not seeing them for the very first time when you're standing in front of them trying to sing and remember your words and all of this while you're auditioning. So the audition workshops are a fantastic way to get all of your questions answered. Like, hey, if I want to go for this particular part, what would you like me to sing, or what would you like me to do to have the best chance to be able to get that particular part? So it's a great way to meet the people that are involved in Muni and to kind of break down some of those nerves that we all get while auditioning. So it's a great way to do that and to experience what the Muni has to offer during the audition season and beyond.
Okay, so what are those dates for the workshop again?
Yes, it's all this Saturday at the Hoagland Center for the Arts, and we are doing two separate workshops. We're doing a children's audition workshop from 10 a.m. until noon. And then we're also doing an adult audition workshop from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. So if you're a child looking to audition, or probably a parent of a child looking to audition, anybody anywhere from the ages of 8 to 13 can audition as a child for the Muni. And so they would want to come to that children's audition workshop in the morning this upcoming Saturday on the 16th. And then if you are an adult, and that's anybody really 13 or over, so 13-year-olds have the choice between children's auditions and adult auditions, then you would want to come in the afternoon at the Hoagland Center for the Arts this upcoming Saturday.
Okay, so something I kind of wanted to know, you already kind of touched on this. Why do you think it's important for people to attend the workshop besides just getting to know, I guess, the people you'll be working with and some of kind of the things the directors would like?
Well, it's so important because I think meeting those people in advance and meeting the people that you're going to be auditioning for is such a good way to calm down some nerves and just to learn more about the process, because everybody always has questions about our process and kind of how things come about. Also, I have a real personal story when it comes to the audition workshop. My wife and I, when we first auditioned for Muni, we weren't sure exactly where we were going to end up, where we wanted to ultimately live, and where we wanted to call our own. And the Springfield Muni auditioning for that first season back in 2010 really helped us solidify that we wanted Springfield to be our home and Springfield to be our community. So we really appreciated the opportunity to meet everyone at that audition workshop, and it was really our first exposure to Muni. And then here it is, you know, almost 10 years later, and we're both heavily involved. And now my wife is actually directing The Wizard of Oz out at the Muni this summer, so put in a plug for her. But it's just such a cool experience to meet such a friendly group of people, and you really see how welcoming the Muni is as an organization, and then we hope you become a part of it.
Okay. And is there anything that people had to bring at the workshops, like just monologues or anything like that?
Nope, just your questions. Okay. So ask what the format will be. We'll do about an half an hour to an hour of some general information from the show staffs, and then also from the production side of it, you know, exactly how auditions go. And then after that, you go down to the basement of the Hoagland, and we start to talk to individual show staffs. You know, I want to audition for Dorothy. What do you want Dorothy to sing? And they may even have some sheet music there for you. Or, you know, I'm interested in being a pirate in Peter Pan. What do you think would be the best thing for me to do to try to get that role? And they'll be able to explain those for you, answer all those questions for you. And then they usually give you some kind of way to give them feedback or questions after the audition workshop as well.
Okay, so after attending the audition workshop, what's the next step?
So then you sign up for auditions, which the audition workshop does give you an advantage to that. We are opening up the sign-up page for people that attend the audition workshop. a full 24 hours before we will anybody else. So it's important to go to that, because if you want your ideal time slot and you want to make sure you have full control over when you audition, then the best way to do that is to go to the workshop. And then the actual auditions will come up the first couple of weeks of March. So we're right around the corner here. Auditions for adults will be March 2nd, 3rd, and 9th, with callbacks being on March 10th. And then the following weekend will be children's auditions. So it'll be March 16th. Will be all of our kiddos auditioning for the Muni.
All right, that sounds so exciting. I'm really excited to see what happens with the kids' auditions. Those are always great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so cool that we're going to have so many children involved in Muni this year. Evita is taking children. The Wizard of Oz, of course, will have a lot of munchkins. And then Peter Pan will have all those Lost Boys. So between all of that, we're looking at casting somewhere in the area of 50 to 60 children this summer, which is wonderful. It's such a great experience to get them that first taste of what it's like to be on stage, and particularly out at the Muni where the weather is a factor and everything else, but it's so fun. It's such a community-involved family event that I think that you can take a lot away from being in a Muni show.
That's a lot. Do you think everybody is ready for the challenge of dealing with 60 children? That's a lot, but that's great, though.
You know, our directors are wonderful, and all of them, whether that be Elizabeth Cheney in Peter Pan or Craig Williams II or Connor McNamara and my wife Anna McFarland for Wizard of Oz, they have all worked with children in other capacities, and they are just wonderful when it comes to teaching and mentoring children to kind of learn what it takes to put on a show and then to be successful at putting on that show. And each of them, I've had the pleasure to work with all of them, and they are all wonderful to work with. And I couldn't be more pleased about the directors that we have. I should also mention that Andrew Minerich and Morgan Kaplan are directing our Thoroughly Modern Millie show, and they're also wonderful. They just don't happen to have any children in their in their cast, so I don't want to leave them out. But all the directors this year and all the staffs are just wonderful and great people to work with.
Okay, and if you could give a quick word of advice just for adults or even children, what would be that one bit of advice?
I sat on staff last year for the very first time, and I will tell you that everyone on that staff, everyone that you're looking at while you're auditioning, is rooting for you. So try to be not nervous. It's so hard to do that, but at the same time, if you're prepared and you're calm, you'll give a really great audition, and just know that every single person on that other side of the table that you're terrified of are hoping that you succeed. So it's really, nobody wants you to fail. Everybody is rooting for you. They're all in your corner. So just go and rock it.